tea and berry juice and all those bananas, oranges, and all the kinds of fruits. I don't think you'd miss a tomato, but I know some of you like tomatoes, so you like your tomatoes. They're growing just as big and pretty as pie. So I don't want to go through there. I bet you at the concentration camps you want to be doing something. And if you don't believe me, you owe it to yourself to go out there tonight and order Glass House tapes. If I don't cause a hair to stand on the back of your head, because there is police proof in black and white to prove what I'm saying. How many have read Glass House tapes? Shakes one up, doesn't it? Read the choice. Get some of those books when you're getting the holy oil. And save pictures of my pictures alone and saved over 60,000 lives. Miracles of every kind just by touching the picture. How many have gotten a miracle by just touching my picture on you or touching it on someone? Look at that. You ought to have them. You see, it's a matter of energy for you. I charge those. I don't, everything that goes out there, I touch it personally. If I don't feel that mental transmission, I don't let it go out on the shelf. You'll see me stop here with oil, and it'll go. I don't feel quite that energy or vibration. I bend it right back and touch it again. I'm not loose and fast with this. It's from the depths of my heart. And that's the way it has to be. The candles, they are synchronized. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. That's the way you get into unity of mind. How many use a candle at 6 hour? You ought to. Think positively, think carefully, breathe deeply. Peace. All the candles, the pictures, and the books, get them so you know the truth. I'd hate for you to find out this truth the hard way. Because what I'm saying is all true. It blows your mind, but it was on the front pages of the newspaper this week. They have effected a biological chemical that can kill all black people sitting in this room, and every white person will be sitting up. They can do it to white too, but they're not studying how to do it to white. So they've only studied how to do it to black, Indians, and Mexicans. Something to think about. In the newspaper, they call them biological. Well, you know that's true. You can use DDT. And some of them are very ill going by, so you're going by my aura and I sense it. Just tell them how the procedure works. It's in the spinal region. Lumbar. My friend, study to show yourself approved. How many are going to study more to get this truth before you learn it the hard way? The man is not making these things, but if he doesn't intend to use them. Why would any group of government scientists make a biological that can destroy all black people? Why? Because he intends to use sometimes. People don't make things they don't intend to use. What kind of depraved mind would even think of making such a thing as that? Unless it was a sinister, sinister murderer that had some evil plan up their sleeve. Shift yourself, kissing on the left cheek to synchronize, because it's been a long day of teaching today, longer than it will be usually. When I was doing this sermon by transmission on tape, your name was put down by me as great me. So put your hand up. Your name is Annie Harris. Better pause, better wait. Close your eyes for just a moment. Meditate lovingly like it was your neighbor, or your friend, or your mother, or your father. I know nothing about your life. You've never told me anything. Is that correct?
No.
You're looking at me whether they were in the choir. I have not called you out, but I'm now calling you. Keep your hands clasped. Are you from El Dorado, Arkansas?
Yes.
Keep your hands clasped. I never called you out.
No.
Or see that in your mind. But I passed by, you're saying, and you were eating something. And I put you on a bag.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Hands clasped, because I don't remember that. You have three brothers and three sisters.
Yes.
Keep your hands clasped. You got a very enlarged heart. I said your heart is enlarged.
Yes.
Hands clasped. Keep your hands clasped, please. Your mother's name is Elizabeth.
Yes.
You.
I know, I'm listening to something beyond this world now. And I hear you say something that you've not given me. You only told us your name's Annie Harris. You're not saying any more than that. I hear you say Annie Marie.
Yes.
Hands clasped. Spirit. She said, remember, it was so cold that day. You were very small.
Yes.
It was so cold, and it rained so hard against the windows that evening when she passed away.
Yes.
She said, I'll never forget. Only God could tell you that.
Yes.
Keep your hands clasped, please. You have there is no greater love, an album that is no greater love, any place in your possession, a musical album that there is no greater love.
I didn't understand.
You have an album, a record album that there is no greater love.
Yes.
I never been in your hand, you're not telling me anything.
No.
Keep your hands clasped. Do you have an insurance number that is 437-26-836-83650?
Yes.
That's marvelous that the spirit of truth could know those kind of things. Keep your hands clasped. Do you have a plaque someplace put away, the Lord's Prayer?
Yes.
Someone's put witchcraft on that. It must be brought to me Thursday. See that it's done so. A woman looked at it and admired it and touched it. You remember?
Yes.
See, I'm there years back. I can go way back. And I can go way in the future. Spirit. Mother God. Mother God. Keep your hands clasped. You had five miscarriages and there's difficulty in your back and in the lower female region.
Yes.
Doctors could not reach the trouble that's in your body. Bad taste, the puffiness, the soreness in the lymph system around the neck region. Spirit, only I can do what I'm going to do now. Tuesday morning there'd be a strain of some news that would take you into a heart attack. That wouldn't have taken you. But in taking you into the hospital, they would have found that you were spread through metastasized with cancer. But I'm going to take you now down to the bath. You go to any bathroom and pass cancer and your body will be healed, and you'll be saved.
Oh,
I
soul that is here, there's someone here. Here comes our precious sister who's passed that horrible cancer. All of the flesh is gone now, hasn't it? Yes. All gone now. See the Catholic sister that's carrying the ghost? She was crippled on the side with a stroke, and I told her the same day I came, she was healed. Now she's way up too, past 30 score and 10, but she's working good. She said, I never feel tired. She was up all night, working, every night, doing things for this cause. Travel all over the world with me, but she never feels tired. See that cancer? See that ghost? Yeah, the enemy, see that cancer? That's what God can do. It ought to make you feel good to come in such an atmosphere where so many blessings happen every day. Surely God is able. Please me. Somebody who's lived on 25th Street, 900 block, 25th Street, please me. Please me. Shout here, man, don't bother me. Take the spirit high. Who is doing for me? Hand class, go back to the sister. Mighty, go on, shout with joy. Who ain't bothering me? Come on, come on, I will do my, come on, sorry, do my. Hands class. Those of you that shout, you don't have to cast your hand. Just keep on shouting, who ain't bothering me? But nothing like the rejoicing over socialism. God. Whatever. Are you from Georgia originally? You are from Georgia originally?
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's wonderful. Hands class. Blessed, blessed. You got a son, David.
That's right.
Lives in Seaside.
That's right.
You have a son, Sam.
That's right.
Been there for me? You're not telling me, you're the only one here anything today, but correct.
You are.
Mighty God. But we're proud of your family.
That's right.
You and 11th child, and all are gone but you.
That's right.
Your mother passed in 1937. Abby, she died at heart.
That's right.
Your father passed in 1923. Sam, he died from a stroke. Power spirit, God. Mighty God, I'm on the moon. I hear in your mind, I read your mind. That's what the Word of God is. You see, the Word of God's in us readable. Hebrews the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, said the Word discerns the thoughts. And I did away on that sister a moment ago. It knows the imprint of your heart. It will separate bones and marrow, like sisters I see three sitting up here that have broken bones, and I took the cast off their body and healed them the same hours, just hours after they were broken. Ah, the God of socialism. I hear you say in your mind, when I mentioned your mother's name, it flashed before me, that you were combing her hair,
yes.
And your mother was looking out towards the east, and you asked your mother, is that what you said? You asked your mother something.
Yes, I did.
You were looking at her, and your mother said, I'm looking at God's angels. Oh, Spirit!
Yes, Spirit.
Is that what she said? I'm looking at the angels.
Yes.
She was looking at my angels! Spirit! Good God. She had that spirit. She'd love to see this day. The prophets and the kings would have loved to see this day.
Yes.
And she said to you, take care. I hear her words. Exactly. Tell Sam to stay with you and help you. Spirit! Mighty God.
Yes. Yes.
I want you to keep your faith now. You have sensed in your mind that there's witchcraft been practiced upon you. That correct?
Yes.
It's caused you to be crippled. You had a tumor. You had a growth. You've been operated.
Yes.
keep a hands pass. Mighty God, you're crippled up in your bones.
Yes.
Spirit, lift them up now. You lost your companion, I think, back in 49.
Yes.
With a cancer.
Yes.
Now, lift up your bones. Stretch them. Stretch your arms. Stretch your arms. All the way. Come out. The eye. Move. Move the eye. I know you're up in your 70s. Move. Move. Bend over. Bend over. Work is getting better. Look at it. Bend. Bend. There's no pain in your body now, is there? No pain. Talk on, isn't it?
Yes,
I have taken cancer from you. I stopped you from a heart attack. Fear of God. Go! You hear what I'm saying? That's the man yesterday I healed of cancer of the lung. One lung is gone. She's been operated. But I have done the operation. You never die of cancer. You never die of tumors. I healed you. Spirit. God.
You never die.
Call him and ask, I lay hands. And I must lay hands on my sister to start healing. I used to say, you know that there's three black men. It's the beginning of terror. Three black men, the Julian Bond, got a hold of me with the newspaper clippings and a letter. Congressman Bond saying that no churches have helped. Three black men are in Raleigh, South Carolina, facing a death sentence. Now I want to check to be out here today. You understand what I'm saying? I want to check to leave this room today so that we can help these people. Three of them, the newspaper, even the white newspaper, said they weren't guilty. For 3 hours, they're going to be convicted of rape unless they're black. There were 16 people late in execution. 15 of them black, one Indian. That's always the way it is, honey. These three fine young black men picked up a white woman on the road. She was hitchhiking. They gave her a ride. She wanted to do things. They did it like any foolish young man will do. We don't believe in rape, we don't believe in all kinds of foolishness, but people are going to be people out there in the world. But when they finished, there was a scratch on him and they took her home. She asked to be taken home after they'd done their thing, and they let her out half a block away from her home. But the white neighbors saw her. So she then told them, not didn't scream, didn't holler, she told the murder it was rape. These young men are facing the gas chamber. If they get by with this, it'll be your son in California tomorrow. They've got the same thing here. This can be executed. All over the states, they've said they've done away with the capital punishment, done away with electric chairs and gas chambers and hanging nooses, but they can still hang people on rope, pulling a police officer, and a whole lot of other things. Are we going to do something about this, even with our promised land, even with our work that's heavy? Are we going to do something about this so that we can make a sizable contribution today? They called on us because not one church, not one civil rights group, not one would help. And that's too bad. But I understand from many reports here in Atlanta, in Montgomery area, that you and you alone help political prisoners as a church. And we know it's true. These are political prisoners being held over the color of their skin. Only those cases are prosecuted for rape or any other crime, whether idiot or black or poor. There were 3,000 some rapes charges this year in the Bay Region of California. There was 3,600 charges, arrests made for rape. But only 600 of them were prosecuted by the district attorney. But only 200 of them were convicted. And 190 of those 187 of those 200 were black. See what I'm saying? Well, everybody goes through you all the time, but a black person, just one woman's charge, and they're facing the gas chamber. We just got a stay of execution. I've been working on it. We've been reading about the newspaper. We got a stay of execution so that they would have already been dead. They would have died on the 10th. My friends, we've got to move. So in this room, I'm going to say quickly, this is the last that we mentioned about the money today. Is there anyone here that would give up to be put in that gas chamber? There's 16 more waiting. One of them Indian. 15 blacks. That's who gets to go to gas chambers. No one's ever had $50,000 has ever been convicted, executed for a crime. Now is that fair? America had better change this system to our nonviolent technology, our nonviolent administration. Our people are going to rise up in the streets. That was a fine response. America had better change the system and listen to us who want to share the wealth through nonviolent means, or there will be a rising up in the streets. Who let the wealth? They want to stop all the kidnapping and so forth, and the violence, there'll be more of it, more of it, more of it, more of it. The rich won't be safe in their homes. Then share the wealth. Make the laws just. Give the same kind of legal counsel provided by the government so that the poor man will be able to afford as much of a good lawyer as the mafia can, or some rich heathen, or some cheap politician downtown. We're tired of our sons and daughters being robbed of justice. I said enough. Who will do it? 5 men have children waiting to die. 3 men to die in the gas chamber. And even the newspaper says they're not guilty. The city's got over 50% black, but yet all the white jury except one Uncle Tom. You're supposed to be given a trial by your equals. You're supposed to be given equal representation, a jury trial of your peers. If he was black, he should have had at least 7. At least 7 or 6 black people. But whites sentenced him in 3 hours, 3 men to die. Are you going to do something about this? If you don't, I'll leave tonight and raise money and do it myself. Now, every dollar, San Francisco, we have only got about $300. That's cheap. I said, that's cheap. That won't get a good jury trial. I mean, that brother Chris Frame, it took us 37,000. Well, we can't do that to anyone, but my God, 3 black brothers are part of you, because what happens to them, it'll be you next. If they get by with this dastardly deed, if they get by with this terrible act, they'll come for you next time. Even though we're shaking the dust, we're still in America, and we're assumed responsible to see that justice is done while we're here, to the best of our ability. Anyone that raised 400? Los Angeles. We've got a half of Los Angeles, what made it down, man? Where did I live almost, Los Angeles? And many of them were San Francisco. And how did we come out of Redwood Valley? We just took over Redwood Valley. And it's a beautiful, beautiful family that took it over. Yes, dear. Sure, did you? I'm curious to see a family where we all feel the burdens of one another. Those things can be your sons. Julian Bond said, Pastor Jones, I am confident that they are innocent. Please, we need your desperate support if we are to save the lives of these 3 innocent men. Congressman Julian Bond, the House of Representatives. He's a congressman, yes, and he got into it because couldn't get any picture. They're too busy taking anniversaries. We don't have that nonsense. Our birthdays, our pastor's wives, too. They're too busy doing something like that instead of helping the poor. Aren't you glad you're in a church that gives the money for right things? Yes. Men are going to die, and the congressman didn't know who else to get a hold of but us. In no time, any moment, we'll make another appointed date. All they're required to do is get fined 5 days. They can set their execution for Friday. They're not going to set it for Friday, because I want to begin the fight. Come on. Thank you, dear. But if you don't implement it, the blood will be on your hands. 50. You hold their lives in your hands. You hold their lives. They've got nothing but a public defender up till now. You don't have public defenders either. They'll kiss them there. They'll get you to plea bargain just to get, so they don't have to work. They say, plead guilty to a less charge and you'll get off, or you'll get so-and-so reduction in sentences. They told George Jackson that, and he's now dead. We've got life and we're promised in 1 year. How many know someone who will be a public defender's attorney to plead for something and it'll be easy on you? How many know someone and it didn't turn out that way? The average public defender gives 5 minutes to a case. And you say we've got a free society. You say that every man's equal before the law. It's a damn dirty, rotten, filthy lie! Getting so tired of these rotten politicians. But we better not get too much tired. We better let us go and build a promise line because we're dangerous. We're dangerous. Very dangerous. Beautiful, thank you. Poor Mayor 25. I didn't get a rally. You think of somebody getting a rally in some of these deadbeat churches, maybe have a musical. I can't hardly stand the dumb singing, but we even might do that with a bunch of them to take the proceeds to help these brothers out of jail and out of this terrible death sentence. See if these churches have put their money where their mouth is. See if they can build up something in the newspapers. That both the black Sun Reporter, I know Dr. Bennett's a good friend of ours, he owns the Sun Reporter, and I know the sister here who called me the Messiah, that owns the Herald, the black paper here, she will do something, so to see if we can get it written up, something that will appeal and show what we've already done, and make them feel guilty. There ain't nothing like we get these churches stirred up more than for Jonas to do something, and we don't care if they give more on us, because everything they give, we'll match it, and we'll outdo them all, don't we? But I wouldn't mind at all if they didn't mind me. We'd be thrilled if they would. And we just might cause them by that ugly spirit of competition that's in them to do something if we normally don't publicize anything. But I want this publicized. Let's think about doing it in the best way. Because those three black brothers are not going to die for this. If we set our minds to this, they will not. It's going to have to be nationalized because we've got some of the local Toms and Aunt James. Listen to the white man's religion talking about going to heaven. I can imagine some old foolish people sitting out here saying, "Oh, they'll die and be with Jesus." You ain't seen Jesus until you're here. And I'm on earth, and I've got flesh, and I've got bones. And if you want them to be with Jesus, get them out of jail. Bless your heart. Who else will get 20 like that and give him $20? 94 years young. Bless such a Satan. It's an awful thing to hang over their head. Get them that new trial if they need an appeal. So they can't get it, but yes, we can get it. My God, we can get it. We've moved the mountains before, and we've moved them again. 20. And get a picture that you can wear for security reasons with your name. You ought to always have your name tag, right? And how many will turn a picture into me? When I meditate for you, I can do you a lot more good if I can look at your picture. I asked it some many weeks ago, and some of you still haven't got anywhere to do. It just helps me. Thank you, Sister Sneed. 16 cent officer in the army. None of them have a business. None of them is a college student. Ridiculous for some white girl just because she wants to save her dirty name. I said, it's ridiculous. Now, you don't have to ask whether they're dirty or not. You don't rape somebody, then drive them home, and they get out without even the neighbors, the testimony was, they get out without a scratch on them, or their hair must. You don't do that, honey, and rape anybody. She went through a terrible accident, no human could have gone through. She stands in able body today. It's remarkable what you've been brought through. I would not insult him for something less than $1,000. So he's getting votes. He's got no votes in South Carolina. He's in Georgia. He's a congressman from Georgia. He's got no votes in Carolina. And he's sure not going to be running for president yet, you know. So he's not trying to get to be a president. So there are a few of us that do have some good feelings, like that Mayor Hatcher in there. And he said that the black nation's about to be destroyed. Julian Barnes said the same thing. And I'm glad somebody told him about us. It's time good folk got together. Who else will get 10? Randy, the next to food that's killing you, getting so fat you can't hardly get it in the closet anymore. Or the man's dinner. 10. I have checks to wait, but she has to work herself hard to do things later. But she wants to do that to be prepared to serve you. We all have to think of that. Kidney. I'd love to eat, but I know if I eat too much, I won't be serving you like I ought to. I want to weigh 227 pounds. I weigh 180 now, 183. And I'm not satisfied. I want to get down to 165. I don't want to live. I want to live because you live here. Because here you stand. Upon my shoulders is the foundation of a new creation. Ten. Ernestine Blair came in a bronze that was valued at a large amount of money. We'll see a few hundred dollars, and she's going to donate that to raise for my sons. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Who else would just sit in death row, waiting on the gas pedal? Choking gas coming out.
Young life.
Some of you wouldn't mind so much. You would know the cause of freedom, but how would you mind it for your son? You wouldn't like it very well. How many would get five extra homes in the children's homes and the senior residences and the college kids that were educated? 100 of them in school. I think that would touch you. But if 3 men in a gas chamber would touch you, you know where they're going to be touched. Isn't that true? 3. The last certainly going to be gotten if I have to get one thing or another. Let me see. Jesse Watson, Vernon Down, and Bobby Hines. Terrible, terrible. Make the check out to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Southern Poverty Law Center. Can I take it down? Get it started. It's more than 1,000 will be blessed, but it isn't, I can tell that. It's going to be 1,000. I know the money, it doesn't matter. I know your thoughts. I've told 3 people their thoughts today. Why don't you think that I know your money? I know what you're holding back. I know what you're blessed with. $2. Can I send them? They don't look like rapists. They're just young men wanting to try to take advantage of somebody's offering something free. Because they've been held down, not sure when a white woman will offer something free, they're going to fall prey to it. Your son would too. Julian Bond's not one of the champion causes. And he said, I can assure you, Pastor Jones, that we desperately need your support, and we will be saving the lives of 3 innocent men. That's his exact words. He won't say a thing like that unless he knows what he's talking about. Because he's conservative, politicians tend to try to stay in office. How many of you have won here? This is one mystery. This is crippling. A number of nurses were sent out for people. And one of the sisters came up and hugged me, was not even called out. She was an indirect revelation. But it happens all through the service. People say, ah! I'll say, God, can I think of the goodness of Father? Particularly what it does for the oppressed. These healings are marvelous. They're real. But what it does to set people free from jails and oppression, terrible ghettos, horrible housing, no food. We've seen people here that were hungry. Some of the older people we have in our senior homes were hungry when they came to us. It's sad to see some older black sister, a brother that's worked all the days of her life, going to bed hungry in the night. You say there's no hunger in America? Walter Cronkite says there's 8 million to 10 million youngsters in America that are going to bed hungry, that are starving slowly in America. How many would give $1? 16. These youngsters here were caught, apprehended, and found and murdered in a few hours. It also said to me, 16, don't give generously. 16 of you will have your own loved ones standing before an assistant public defender. Not the defender, the assistant. You heard what I said. How many of you run bus a bad? The cars won't run? I won't buy anything. What about a pair of new shoes? Run out a car? We've got buses because we need buses to get people to freedom.